You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Stars fans, it's Jeff Kay, public address announcer for your Dallas Stars, and you're listening to Starcastic Remarks, part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Go Stars!
Hey guys, and welcome back to Starcastic Remarks. My name is Ryan Chambers. We are the official Dallas Stars podcast of THPN. Go and use that promo code THPN next time you go and use DraftKings Sportsbook. Dallas Stars take care of business again tonight, winning their seventh in a row against the Seattle Kraken by a final score of 3-0. Lots of things to talk about in this game this evening, everyone. But first things first, Chris and James are both not here, obviously. I am here by myself. So if you would like to call in tonight, I would appreciate it. Give me your thoughts. The phone number is down on the banner below. It's 214-810-1740. Let me know your thoughts in this game, or you can just comment in the chat as we go on, and I will for sure definitely pick some of those to talk about this evening. So obviously lots of things to talk about with this game this evening. First things first, though, I want to give a huge shout out to Joey Decord, who was ridiculous. He's a great goaltender, and he's definitely on his way to becoming one of the top goalies in the NHL, kind of around Thatcher Demko territory, how he was a couple of years ago. We all knew he was good, but we didn't know how good he was going to be. He is absolutely on that way to being an elite goaltender for the Seattle Kraken, and I think they're going to have that goaltending position kind of figured out going along the way for the next couple of seasons for the Kraken. But let's talk about the Stars a little bit, obviously. So, seventh game in a row where the Stars pull out the W. Really starting to feel a lot better about this team. And again, the way that I felt after the Florida game is the complete opposite now of where I'm at personally now as a fan. I am not a professional analyst or anything like that. This is a fan podcast. So obviously my emotions are going to kind of be let wild when we go through this, but man, does it feel good. It absolutely feels good. And what feels different about this compared to winning streaks in the past that we've had recently, I think we had like a 5-game winning streak a little bit earlier this season. We have played a couple of really good teams and we have outplayed those good teams. Like especially the Vancouver game. The Vancouver game was excellent, but here tonight, they just continue the same thing that they did against Vancouver. It was very different in the way they've kind of taken care of business the last couple of games. It's felt like, and this kind of goes into my first thing I kind of want to talk about, is the team defense for the Dallas Stars has seemed to change over the course of the last couple of weeks. They seem to be in the right spot at the right time every single time. So it's just been fantastic to kind of watch this team really come through, and especially on the defensive side, really show that they're able to kind of take care of business here. Now, the one thing we obviously got to talk about is the Tanev injury / non-injury or whatever the heck it was. Thank the hockey gods. I mean, seriously, thank the hockey gods that he was able to come out. The guy is, I love how what someone else kind of put in the chat box earlier, but he's like a cockroach. Chris Tanev is. He's ridiculous in the way that he's so durable, and he showed that when he was with the Flames and where he's been earlier. So I've absolutely loved being able to be around watching this guy, and honestly, kind of, I'm just going from topic here, but Chris Tanev, I thought his game was excellent tonight. I mean, especially the first period, I kept saying, oh, there's a good play by Tanev. Oh, there's another one. Oh, there's another one. So he is, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. He is my biggest winner tonight. One, because he avoided the injury, keeping our fingers crossed. Hopefully it's not something that comes up maybe tomorrow and it's really sore and they need to recheck it or something, keeping my fingers crossed that it's nothing like that. It didn't seem to be. He seemed to be okay there in the third period, but he was absolutely excellent. Absolutely excellent. But what I kind of want to get into, I'm just going to go through some of the notes that I had here in my handy dandy phone. And yes, I do take notes on every single Stars game. I am a nerd when it comes to that. Right off the bat in the first period, there was a couple of good saves by Otter. And that third line for the Dallas Stars was very, very prevalent for them, especially early. Johnson had a chance just wide. And it was Logan Stankoven who forced the turnover by Seattle. There was a couple of good D plays, one by Sagan. There was a lot of back and forth in the first period, but not many chances at that point. And then as soon as I typed that, at the 13:50 mark, Ben got absolutely robbed point blank by Decord. And I was just like, oh, freaking crap. I was like, oh, man, seven games, that would have been nice. Anyways, Sagan had a chance. He was hit up high by a stick, and there was no call on that play. Stankoven, again, was just a little off getting to the rebound at the 12:25 mark. And this is where I really started talking about the Dallas defense, especially. And I wrote, the Dallas D are forcing Seattle to the perimeter of the Dallas zone, plus they're only getting one-and-done shots. So when they were getting the shots through, which it didn't happen very much, obviously, I think the Kraken had, 20 shots on goal tonight? Someone help me out with that in the chat. But it was somewhere around there, give or take three or four or something like that. They were only getting one-and-done on their shots, and I mean, it helps when you have a Jake Oettinger who's there and is able to take care of business there for you. And all he has to do is just make one save based off of the way that the Stars are playing their defense right now. I wrote about halfway through the first period, all the forward lines have looked pretty good, but Ben's line has looked the best. Robo had a chance. Hintz had a one-handed sweep attempt off a broken play. There was a lot of good puck movement in the O-zone in the first period, I thought, but there were no goals, and I was just like, I really hope this doesn't come back to bite us in the butt. Thankfully, it would not. There was a couple of chances for both Stankoven and Johnston there towards the end of the period. Sagan, again, another really good defensive play to get back on a 3-on-2. Bjorkstrand had a really big chance in the final 2 minutes of the first period, and thank goodness he fanned on that, because I thought that that would have been in the back of our net for sure. There was a good D play by Hartley, who, again, had a pretty decent game, I thought, as well. And then to kind of end the first period, a Duchesne chance actually went through to Cord, but it didn't go into the net. So it kind of trickled through him, and then I guess he had his pads angled correctly. And then Mason Marchment had a chance on the rebound as well to kind of put it away, and he was not able to. So at the end of the first period, it was 0-0. And at the end of that first period, I really thought, I didn't feel terrible. I thought that they would eventually be able to kind of come out and take care of business, which they did. But I really thought that the Stars were the better team. They dominated the play. They just didn't execute on anything in the first period. That was about it. Going into the second period, there was right at the 19-minute mark, there was a good D play by Miro on Oleksiak. Bjorkstrand again had a couple of chances. He was very noticeable tonight for me. Stankoven had a shot that pinballed around. Pavelski had a shot off the rush, and Decord was on everything, it seemed like, for the first half of the game, especially. Let's see. A good D by Harley in front of his own net. There's a great D play by Essa on a Seattle 3-on-2. And then he was not able to get the centering feed to Mason Marchment, who looked like he was cherry-picking a little bit. But Dallas would go on the penalty kill. It would be Craig Smith for tripping former Dallas Stars defenseman Jamie Oleksiak. Man, I wish we still had that guy. Hintz would have the best chance of that power play for the Seattle Kraken, however, and he would have that shorthanded chance there. Robo and Cartier with some extracurricular activities after that hit by Cartier. Sometimes I just wish that Robo would just throw fists. Like, I really feel like he could have beaten the crud out of that kid. And he has shown, especially this year, that he's got a little bit of bite in his game this year that he didn't have the previous two seasons. So that'll especially be good for him, I think, going into the playoffs, which last year he was almost non-existent in the playoffs, especially in the Minnesota series. So let's hope that that kind of translates over to the playoffs and that gets him going a little sooner. Duchesne would have a shot outside on the off the outside of the net, excuse me. And then finally, less than 2 minutes remaining in the first period, who else? Why Joe? He would score a power play goal on a tip from Lundqvist point shot. Dallas is, and this is crazy, now they are 16-0 when Lundqvist gets a point in a game. That's crazy. I don't understand the stat. It's just one of those stats that you look at and you're like, okay, I guess we have to keep Lundqvist in the lineup, right? Do we all agree? Mini Stars fans are kind of agreeing with me right now. Keep Lundqvist in the lineup. No Hockey Paw. We'll see. Anyways, so at the end of the second period, it's 1-0 for the Dallas Stars. And Wyatt Johnston, what more can you say about the guy? And I know it feels like we talk about this guy all the time, but he deserves it. He is the perfect player, especially right now with the way that he's playing. He's the perfect player. He is scoring all on a bunch of his opportunities. He has now 29 goals in the season. He's going to get to 30 before the end of the season. If he doesn't get that 30, I would be shocked. He plays on the power play. He plays on the penalty kill. He makes good defensive plays 5-on-5. He scores 5-on-5. He is the perfect 200-foot two-way player. He absolutely is. And you can't ask for anybody better than him right now out of that draft class. So between him and every other member in his draft class, which I believe it was 2021. I can't remember if it was 2021 or 2022. One of the two. He is the top scorer, and he was taken 23rd overall. And the number one overall pick and the number two overall pick and every other pick between 1 and 22 do not have more points than Mr. Wyatt Johnston. Just ridiculous. He's the clutch player. He's incredible.
Hey, guys. It's Ryan here. We know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get 200 instantly in bonus bets. Here's some odds for you for the Rocket Richard Trophy, which is the regular season top goal scorer. Obviously, right now, Auston Matthew leads the way. He's got a minus 330 in the odds. But you can also take a look at Sam Reinhart of the Florida Panthers with a plus 650. David Pastrnak of the Boston Bruins with a plus 1,000. Or maybe you can even go for Nikita Kucherov at a plus 2,500. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with the code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get 200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved.
Moving on into the third period, this is where we get to talk about the Tanev injury a little bit. When I saw that, I definitely thought, I didn't even care about the game anymore, to be totally honest with you. It's like, it wasn't just the fact that he was the new shiny toy. It's the fact that when you added him to the lineup and to that defensive core, all of a sudden looked really, 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 really good. and he's the perfect player to kind of put in that top four. He's a right shot defenseman. He is a veteran. He is defensively responsible. Just ridiculous. And when that happened, I was just like, oh no, now we're going to have two right-handed defensemen out. We won't have Hockenpah. We won't have Chris Tanev. And based off of what I saw, I'm in agreement with a lot of you guys over here in the chat. I thought it was a broken arm. I thought for sure it was a broken arm or a wrist or something in that right hand that would cause him to be out for a good long while. And if that was the case, he would not be ready for the first round of the playoffs, which would be even worse. And then who would we be relying upon? No offense to Derek Pouliot, but Derek Pouliot is definitely a downgrade from both Hockenpah and Chris Tanev. So I don't want to say like my life flashed before my eyes, but that I had that mentality when I saw that injury. I'm like, oh my gosh, please no, please no. Thank goodness he would come back to the bench. And like I said, he is just the toughest player I think I have ever seen. So off of the injury, Adam Larson gets a major for elbowing and a game misconduct. There were some ref you suck chants from the Seattle crowd after that happened. I'm not sure exactly if I don't really have an opinion on it, to be totally honest with you. If you look at it, I didn't think it was all that bad. But then again, there were some people. Yeah, exactly. Harrison, I didn't even notice the head contact at first because of how awkward his arm was bent. I didn't notice it either. See, I thought it was just, I just honestly thought that, I didn't even think it was boarding, to be honest with you. I wasn't paying attention all that much. I thought it was just an awkward kind of hit, and his arm happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. But looking at it again, you could tell that there was definitely should have been a call on the play. I don't know if it should have been boarding or whatever. It wouldn't have mattered anyways, because if it had only been, you know, 2 minutes, a 2 minute minor, the Dallas Stars still would have scored. Pavelski would make it 2-0 Dallas, and he would score that power play goal. He would get to the rebound after a high tip. I don't think it ever actually, the original tip actually made it through to the court. It kind of bounced off one of the defensemen in front for Seattle or off a Dallas player in front. Either way, they scored 8 seconds in, and we would have been up 2-0 anyways, if you want to kind of think about it that way. But moving on from that, they would have a 5-minute power play from that point on where Tanev got hurt until about the 14:41 mark, I think is whatever it was, however long that was. But there were a couple of chances. Robo had a chance that was on the back door. And again, Decord was ridiculous tonight. He made a really good save there. Robo, again, with a jam play there, he had a chance to score on there. The fans call a penalty a couple of times for the rest of the third period, and the refs did not. So, I mean, I don't know. There was even the other instance when Lundqvist was on top of a Seattle player in the defensive zone, and it wasn't that bad. I think they were just frustrated at the fact that things were just not going their way there in the third period. Dallas would have a penalty kill with Harley going to the box for tripping. They would kill that off. However, Seattle would pull the goalie at 2:50, and then Hintz would get the empty net goal, making it 3-0 Dallas there. Wyatt Johnston gets an assist on that empty net goal for Hintz. So he has 100 career points already in his second season. He's never heard of a sophomore slump, I guess. Otter gets the, I don't want to say easy shutout, because he was very good, especially at the early part of the second period. And then Chris Tanev is okay. And then the Stars overall, they have a 7-game winning streak, which ties the franchise record. So lots of excellent, amazing things for the Dallas Stars here this evening, y'all. And that's all the notes I got. Let me go back through some of y'all's chats and we'll talk about it here. Let's see. Ardell, Chris Tanev, biggest winner for being hockey cockroach. Yes, that's where I saw the cockroach comment. Monto, Otter is back. Chris Tanev is the toughest mother of them all. Yes, By the way, Ottinger is definitely back. He has shown he's back, and I hope that we can keep this up going through into the playoffs. Zachary Mitchell, man, the things I felt when I saw Tanev on the ice again, I thought for sure his arm was broken. Yep, that is exactly what I was hoping for as well. Ardell says, I say we win every game left on the schedule. Pretty sure DeBoer agrees. Yes, I would be okay with that. And what's also great about the 7-game winning streak is it comes at the right time, because the Colorado Avalanche, basically, if we win out, we win the Central Division. And there's only a couple of games, Colorado and Winnipeg, that I'm really kind of focusing on. I'm thinking, holy crap, those are really scary. Oh, and Edmonton, I should say. So 3 out of the remaining 7 games, I think the Stars have, that I would be a little iffy about losing. And I honestly wouldn't be too upset about losing to Colorado or Edmonton, just depending on how they lose, to be completely honest with you. Let's see. I think he meant to say Winnipeg. Motto. Winnipeg has played so bad they could end up being in a wild card spot before this is all over. Agreed. Yeah, I saw that. Today they lost to the Ottawa Senators 3-2, which I guess I shouldn't be saying anything because for some reason the Stars can't beat the Ottawa Senators. But this is the worst time of the year to be losing games like that if you're Winnipeg. So they have a chance to be taken over by Nashville. And speaking of Nashville, Joe Baker and Ardell over here talking about it. I know they're hot, but I'm not scared of Dallas playing Nashville. And then Ardell saying Nashville is the nastiest team not named Florida. I don't want to take that attrition on round one. The problem is that Nashville, after going on that 18-game point streak, they're at least on a 2-game losing streak. I think it might be 3. Someone will have to double check me on that. But seriously, I don't think it really matters all that much. But okay, so one of the things I do want to talk about, and it looks like we got some comments over here. I really, at first I kind of thought about it, y'all, and I thought that I really cared about who the Stars would end up playing in the first round. If they're playing like this, I don't care. I mean, does it really matter that much if they are going to continue playing like this going into the playoffs? I mean, really, bring on Colorado. Bring on Colorado. Like, I want to see. The other thing that James kind of pointed out to me the other night is it seems like every time we play Colorado, it's on the second night of a back-to-back, which really sucks. So, and we're going to have to do that again here in the remaining Colorado game that we have. But I want to see how they play up against the Colorado Avalanche at this point. I really do. And I like our chances against Colorado. And we are playing immensely, immensely better than the last time we played against the Colorado Avalanche. So let's see. Some talk about DFW sports. Lots of DFW sports are doing really well. Agreed. Let's see. Yep, there's the stat I brought up. Breck saying nils in the game equals a Stars win. Maybe it wasn't a point. Maybe if he's just in the game, they win. maybe that's what I missed. Yeah. So, okay. Let's see. Oh, I skipped down too far. Hold on. Let me see. Pull up some comments. Okay. Harrison, our local statistician. Thank you, Harrison, for always pulling these up. According to Tankathon, I love that name, by the way. The Avs have the 8th hardest remaining schedule. Yep, that is very true. I have seen their schedule, and it is seriously, it is very daunting compared to what the Stars have to do. Like I said, the Stars really only have like 3 games that I'm completely worried about. Edmonton, Colorado, and Winnipeg. And maybe even at this point, I'm not even worried about Winnipeg. I'm just worried about Colorado and Edmonton and seeing how we kind of, measure up to those 2 teams, but we'll see how they do. Let's see. Texas Smore, let's hope it's just a few, I'm just going to guess, a few missed games max for Tanev. I don't think he's going to miss any games. I honestly don't think. He looked fine when he was out there. He really did. Now, maybe something comes out later, and yeah. But I'm keeping my fingers crossed until then that he's going to stay in the lineup. So, okay, I'm gonna leave the phone line open one more time. Someone called earlier, and I'm sorry if I missed your call. I was trying to get to through the beginning. Call back. I want to take your call. Numbers at the bottom of the screen, 214-810-1740. I'm going to do biggest winner, biggest loser, and then I'll wrap it up after that if nobody calls in. So biggest winners and biggest losers tonight. I kind of already gave a pseudo biggest winner to Chris Tanev for his play tonight and him being able to avoid an injury. I'm going to keep that in the back of my mind, that comment that Ardell made. He's an absolute cockroach. He's not going to go away. He's not going to die, and he is going to play as much as possible. I mean, the guy looked ridiculous even after the injury. He came back. It was like around, it was after the first break. So it was like 13-minute mark of the third period. Looked fine. So, and especially his play in the first period was incredible. That was probably the best game I think I've seen Chris Tanev play as a member of the Dallas Stars. And again, it's not for his offensive prowess for why we got him. We got him as basically an upgrade to Hakanpää. That's really what it is. And he has looked really, really, really good playing next to Esa Lindell, who, by the way, Esa Lindell has really stepped it up as well and has played better the last 2 months, honestly. His game has slowly started to kind of ramp up as we have gone forward. So the biggest loser tonight, that's kind of a hard one. Brooke over here may be giving me an idea. Biggest loser is Robertson for everyone keeping him from scoring. Well, he's not the only one, Brooke. What about Roope Hintz? I know that he gets the empty net goal, but it doesn't count. If that makes any sense. He and Robertson, for some reason, they are just not allowed to score right now. They really aren't. So I guess I'll give it to Hintz if since you said Robertson. I don't know. I'll go with that. But I don't really have an answer for your biggest loser. The only other one I can think of is not a actual biggest loser. It's Joey Decord. He came to play, and his buddies on the ice, his skaters, his forwards, his defensemen, did not come to play at all. They gave him no goal support. And seriously, he looked excellent throughout the game for the Seattle Kraken. So, okay, a couple of last comments here, and then I will probably be wrapping this up. Okay, Nate G over here saying Winnipeg is embarrassing. I haven't gotten a chance to watch them, but the fact that they've lost to Ottawa at this point in the season is very rough. SDNGN13, not scared of any of them. Exactly. Probably in reference to my comment of saying I'm not scared of anybody at this point. And Matthew Frank also saying, preach Ryan. Agreed. Thank you for doing that. Let's see. Okay, last couple comments. I'll take the fourth line. They were on the ice for most of the Kraken's chances. I don't want to give it to him because the fourth line has been so good offensively lately, Harrison. But there is some truth to that, Nate G. The Cowboys trying to get Zeke is the biggest loser in Dallas. Oh, man. It's so nice when you have to really reach to try and find the biggest loser in these episodes. So, all right. Well, I don't hear anybody calling, so I am going to go ahead and cut it off here tonight. Really appreciate all of you who have been listening this evening. I'm going to be keeping my eyes on X and also on DallasStars.com for any information about Chris Tanev. Hopefully nothing comes of that and it stays quiet. Keeping my hopes up for that. There are 53 people that are listening right now at 12:20 in the morning. So thank you, all of you who are staying up with me. I I'm truly humbled that there are so many people who come and listen live, and there's even more afterwards. Like, you truly don't, I don't think y'all understand like how much I truly appreciate it. And it makes me realize like how cool of a side gig that I have coming on here with my two brothers. And that makes it even better being able to do it with Chris and James. But StarcasticRemarks.com is the website. Thank you to DraftKings Sportsbook. Use that promo code THPN the next time you are there for a special offer from them. And I'm trying to think. There's a couple. I forgot. Please consider leaving a 5-star review anywhere you listen to our podcast. Seriously, please. That is the best way to help us grow and the best way to kind of get our name out there. We'd really appreciate that. And as always, along nobody tonight. I'm all alone. My name is Ryan. We will catch you guys on the flip side. We hope you guys have a good, fantastic morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you guys are listening. And since Chris is not here to say it, I will go ahead and say it for him. Happy Easter and GG boys.